Gentlemen, if this country is going to be saved, if the country is going to be saved, it's not going to be saved any way you think, except by this. It's the only way it's going to be saved. Men must become men. Dignified, patient, strong, not easily given to the affections of a woman. If you're looking for a good wife, gentlemen, then the women who are decent and good are looking at you, and they see all the women trying to get you, and you don't get got. You don't easily fall. You don't fall at all. That's the one. You're the one she's going to respect. And you'll get a respectable one. See? Because you'll draw her towards you. She's watching you from a distance. She's seeing all the men, even if you're handsome and good-looking and dashing. She sees how you deal with it dignified and not yield yourself to her or press your advantage as if it were an advantage. It isn't. See? Because she knows then that if you are that way, she'll be safe with you. Well, what safety can you have with a man who is prone to give himself to every woman and sow his wild oats continuously? Correct?
Zero.
And this is what's encouraged by your socialist system and the schools. It's only sex, stupid. It's more than that, because there's a right way of doing sex. There's a right way of making someone's dinner. There's a right way of giving someone money and helping them, and a wrong way of helping them and helping yourself to them. That's what the government does. It helps you, but it's really helping themselves to you. If you allow yourself to be helped, you know, if you're weak and you need that help and you get the wrong kind of help, it's better to say, no, eat it. I don't need it. Keep your money. Better eat dirt. See? So, gentlemen, if you could do that, if men could respect women and remember that they are someone's daughter, and to think to yourself, would I like to do other men to do to my daughter what I'm just about to do to this woman, what I'm just thinking about doing to her with great relish? Because that's what it's in the thought. Whoever's in mind has already committed it, basically, isn't it? True. Jesus says you should not commit adultery, but if you have it in your mind, you've already done it. Same thing, pornography. It's in your head. You can have sex with a woman in your head, and you're done. The thing that's behind the woman is still in your head from having women. If you have a woman, you're not having the woman inside you. You have the spirit that comes with it.